We've referenced a couple of my tweets recently. Your tweet earlier today, O, asking who at TSN you'd want to see take out Brian Hayes if he was tussling with Alex Miller.
No, well, I just wanted to bring the Wilson situation into overdrive. By the way, I got Wi-Fi issues. I can't see you guys. I generally like to feed off actually like wondering what you're doing or when who's going to talk. But I wanted to bring the Wilson inside the Overdrive studios. And you went Wilson on Al's brother. I wanted to know who from TSN steps in and says, Hazy B, you're not doing that.
The one tweet made me laugh out loud where it was, somebody wrote in and said Rod Smith because
the guy wrote it's the one guy that hates him, Rod Smith. I was crying laughing.
Here's the truth.
Another one, another guy that could maybe take down the Hazy B. How about this one? Everybody throws in Dutch because he's jacked. Robin Black with the bink.
Oh, my God.
What about Robin Black charging through the front door and absolutely scissor-kicking your teeth out?
Well, you just listed two guys that would lay a beating on me. Like, Rod Smith is a massive, lineman-type dude who is one of the best guys in the world. He doesn't actually hate me. I think he's, I saw him when I was there last month, man. I did the walk by, the stop and chat. It was great to see Rod.
No, I didn't.
We can confirm that with him. I'm sure he's there right now. I mean, we can reach out to him. He's probably still buzzing about the CFL draft last night, and we'll see what he has to say about it. But Rod would lay a beating on me. Like, that's the truth. But Robin Black is like a certified jiu-jitsu, black belt. That dude would do so much damage. It's actually somewhat scary, how he would handle me. So that would be concerning. Those two options are not good for me. Dutchie, to your point, he gets a lot of love because he's jacked. I'm quicker than Dutch, so I don't think he'd catch me. And if he did, I'd be able to handle that. I think I could handle Dutch.
Dude, but Gino Retta, I bet, could do an Italian backhand slap, wrestling slap.
Yeah, Gino's schooled in a lot of things, right? That's where I think Gino would be unpredictable because he would have foreign objects. Like, he'd pull something out of his suit and, like a shiv or something.
Yeah, a little Geppetto stick.
like a shiv or something. He'd tune you up. Like, that would be it.
Well, like, it seems like you can make a case for almost everyone because, like, people are writing me, I'm in this chain because I was linked into it, and I'm getting everyone that's worked at TSN allegedly could lay a beating on me.
Andy Petrillo, I think.
Oh, good. Yeah.
People were writing Steph. I mean, Steph is pretty wiry. She's gritty, too.
Yeah, Steph.
I can back her.
I think Steph could probably handle the heat anyway.
I heard Lindsay Hamilton, Kara, the two of them could beat the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah, Kate Bernas. Tessa came up a bunch. They're like, Tessa would crush you. Hedge. Some guy wrote, I grew up with Hedge. She could absolutely destroy you.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
He watched her fight in high school?
Well, that's what I
want to
know. I'm like, what's the history of Hedge? Yeah. What was
is
she doing?
Is Hedge going to barn parties and putting people in the headlock and crushing their
she
skulls?
She grew up
or
in
what?
London, Ontario. You don't have to go far to find a barn party down there. Like, I have to believe there is something in the background of Hedge. There are skeletons in the closet where if they come out and they come at me, I guess I'm in big trouble.
Dude, you know that's who's funny. Not that tall in stature that will take a brick and smash it over your head? Who? Darren Dreger.
Oh, well, I mean, Saskatchewan.
Dude, he's a pig farmer from Saskatchewan. He will crush your soul.
How many times have he told just a casual story? Who was he telling a story about the other day where the guy popped him in the nose?
Kelly Buckberger.
Yeah,
Buckberger. Yeah, I got a little lippy with him. And like, these are stories. He's got a million of them. I thought he told a story on our show maybe last year where when he was 12, a parent punched him in the stomach at a hockey tournament. Because Dregs' team won or something. Like, there was an altercation where an opposing parent got involved.
I will say the punch in the stomach is one of the most effective moves.
It's so gutless.
But it really does diffuse the situation pretty quickly. Like, there's two regions that are within a foot of each other there. You get punched in either one, you're toast. Like, you take one in the pills or in the stomach, and it's flush.
I bet you Bobby Mack could have an old trick up his sleeve, like just acting like he's kind of a
the cannibal,
you know, senior citizen, but grab you by the throat and throw you off the side of the road down a cliff.
Yep.
He would have some form of like a grip, you know, like SEALs and cops and all that.
That's
they have
right.
like a, you know, the Mr. Spock on the shoulder. He'd have some form of a leg lock or something that he would drop you in 2 seconds.
He's got a Brian Dennehy vibe, Tommy Boy's dad. That's like,
exactly.
You know, Brian Dennehy in Rambo.
Right.
Oh,
that is
right.
what he's all about.
That's Bobby Mack. He's in some fighting movie, too, where he fights. He's an old guy that, and he uses the top of his head to break your knuckles. That would be Bobby Mack in a full one piece as Brian Dennehy. And, that's probably another one I wouldn't win. I got to find someone I could beat. Someone I could beat Al's brother, apparently, which
you
I guess.
You could beat up Duffy, no question.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably Duffy. I'll give you that. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's our hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
No idea what you guys are talking about. It's one of those days. I'm coming in. I'm listening. I'm like, nope, I'm not catching up.
Well, how do we put this together for Ray?
Well, I put it out there, Ray. The Wilson situation happened in the Overdrive studios. Brian Hayes was manhandling Al's brother. Who from TSN would you send in for retribution and get after Hayes? And a lot of people are saying Rod Smith because he hates Hayes.
Well, and if he hates Hayes, if Rod got those hands on you, those things are meat hooks. It would be over.
Done. I have no shot against Rod. I don't profess to have a shot against Rod. What we have concluded here, Ray, is basically, anyone that works at TSN, there is someone out there that believes they would beat me up.
Ray, right? People are thinking Hedge is like a bombfire college goon.
Yeah.
Like she used to beat people up in London. Like everyone could kick Hayes' ass.
Uma Thurman from Kill Bill, that's Hedge.
And I wouldn't. Okay, after watching 2 years ago, when Marty shot her with that air gun, or and she popped back up. I'm like, I had no chance of getting involved with Edge.
No.
She would clobber you, Hayes.
She
wouldn't even be close.
Yeah. Well, that would suggest she's got like core muscles because she took that right off the midsection. And you're right. I mean, she handled that like a champion.
Now, I heard you bring up Duffy. Duffy would jump on your back and then he'd roll off because he would have pulled him. Elbow muscle or something or other.
You would give him the Panarin treatment. That's the,
right.
He would be on your back and you'd throw him down. See, Ray, you could speak to this. I think Drager is an X factor. Like, this guy has so many stories where all of a sudden, like, he was in a bad spot and had to fight his way out. That's Saskatchewan.
He's a pig farmer.
Yeah, Drager would not be, and I don't think Drager would fight fair.
No.
I think he's got like an old wrench in his pocket or something or other.
Yeah.
Like, he would concern me.
Yeah, that is concerning. But anyway, go ahead.
Hayes, I even think the Quizmaster could take you down.
Let's not get crazy here. Now we're starting to, this isn't a bit anymore. Now I have to defend myself.
Now I can see it right now. The Quizmaster would smash his whiteboard right over your back.
And when you're stunned, he'd have two pencils he'd jam in your ear.
Yes, he would smash the whiteboard over your head, and then Buffalo Bills jump on top of it, Bills Mafia, and then take two pencils and gouge your eyes out.
Maybe you could be right about that. And then, maybe that's the better conversation. What would be the signature move of everyone at TSN?
Because that's true.
That would be the signature move for the Quizmaster for sure.
Yeah, and the whiteboard for
the
sure.
The whiteboard.
With a marker. Like, he'd mark your face up and he'd like.
Yeah. And be yelling stats at me the whole time about the 78 halves and, why Bobby Orr is somehow undervalued and, it'd be a wild scene. And then I'd be confused and then he'd take advantage of that. You're probably right. I guess here I am, penciling myself in a corner, losing all these fights to everyone at TSN, including the Quizmaster. So I guess I can't beat anyone, but. That would suggest that someone's coming after me, and we're not sure what to think of tonight, Ray. Like, what a circus down in. You're an alumni of the Rangers, and
so am I.
And both of you are absolutely. You guys can represent your old team because What a 48 hours. And it all started, whether it's a coincidence or not, because Tom Wilson decided, I'm just going to cause some chaos here at the Garden. It's crazy.
First of all, they got tired of me in 65 games. I didn't even make a season. And they're like, yeah, they beat it. And so off I went. So alumni, I don't know. I got a jersey, I think, but it's not like I'm a illustrious member of their alumni association.
Right.
I don't know what the hell happened there. Like, it's such an enormous move for, you know, for this to happen. Why now? Why not in 2 days or three games, I think they got left? Unless it's tied to, you know, that statement, which was, you know, beyond bold yesterday. Like,
yeah,
why? Like, why now? It doesn't. It makes zero sense. It, whether it's the Knicks or the Rangers, or there's always something. Well, it's mostly been the Knicks, but there's always something going on there, isn't there?
Yeah. It can't. They can't stop, and it always ends up at the top. Like, it comes back to Dolan, and you know, they fire the president, they fire the GM today. That statement goes out yesterday. So my initial reaction was, wow, Gorton's out and Davidson out because I guess they issued that statement and Dolan didn't like it. But
they
then it comes
issue
out.
That statement, man.
Exactly,
you know
they didn't.
Did. Yeah.
There's no way that statement
how
could come out from anyone other than the owner.
How could they not have seen it?
Well, I'm sure they saw it, but I don't think
I mean,
they
like,
have
I don't
the
know.
Power
I'm
to
just,
issue.
I don't know how it all works out. You know, like, I don't know how all that internal stuff, but I'm like, man, you mean like somebody in the organization put that statement out and the GM and the president didn't see it?
Well, you know what their face
like,
was like?
I didn't
when
even
they
know.
Saw it.
I don't have an answer. I'm just saying, like, it's all crazy to me.
When they saw it, it was like the movies when the guy looks at his cell phone and knows a bad guy's coming for him. That was their expression when they saw that tweet from the Rangers Twitter account. Because it's a disaster.
I don't know. Go ahead, Ray.
It's hard to even make sense of it. Is that sorry, Jamie? Is that kind of what you were going to say? Like,
hard to
make sense of it.
I can't, you know, there's two things that I was not floored by, but really surprised by. First and foremost, like, the league had no statement today. Like, if you know, the one of the premier original six teams, regardless of what you think of the Rangers or not, that's a team that is such a massive brand, you know, takes a shot at one of your employees, calls for his head, basically, and call, you know, says this is ridiculous. The league had no statement. There's no fine. There's no nothing yet. But then, you know, not even 24 hours later, the president and the GM are fired. So is there a link there or is there not? Is that a silent statement from the league going, you do this, you're getting fined or you're getting this, or heads roll? Like, I can't figure that out. Again, I'm not privy to the information, but the absence of a statement or a fine, because to me, I don't know whether you like it or not, that's a fineable offense.
Based on history, it would suggest that. Like, right. If a player comes out and goes, wow, the ref was a joke tonight, he gets fined. A team coming out saying the league employee has to be fired because we didn't get it our way publicly would suggest that, yeah, that's probably a finable act. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. I couldn't
right.
care less. But history would suggest 100% you have to pay a price for that. And obviously, as of now, that hasn't happened. But and all eyes are still on the game tonight.
That's, yeah.
Like, they're still, Tom Wilson's walking into the Garden right now like Mike Tyson in 1987. Like, he just, look at the scene he's caused, whether it was directly or indirectly, 48 hours of chaos with the Rangers. And,
well, you know,
it just
that
doesn't stop.
Vince McMahon walking into the...
That's what he'd be... Listen, wouldn't you?
That's it, right?
Wouldn't you, if you're Wilson, like, regardless of how you feel about him and all that, but if you're Tom Wilson, aren't you walking in there thinking, I'm the king of this county. Like, I own this town.
Give him my theory, Hazy. Give him my theory.
Go ahead.
About the game.
You've got a lot. Which theory?
Well, I just, Ray, I just think there's so much focus on where people in all of sports wouldn't be focused on a Rangers Capital game. Like, isn't there a positive where we don't want, nobody wants anything stupid to happen. Noodles was talking about at the beginning of the show. Nobody wants stupid. But I'll tell you what, everyone's talking about the NHL, and everyone's talking about the New York Rangers and Capitals tonight.
Well, I'm just making the connection, like, to the NBA. We always, well, not always, but we've talked about, like, there's always something going on. And it's not always that the guys are friends. And what that does is bring eyeballs to your sport, to your game, good or bad. You know, we're always talking, remember when the free agency stuff and this team is talking, or this guy is talking to that guy, trying to get these other guys to come, and it was like it was chaos for a couple of months. And this, I mean, whatever other games are being played tonight, they're not really being played as far as anyone paying attention to.
Yeah, I mean, Ray, I just wanted to, at the start of the show, I brought this up saying I almost changed my stance on the suspension because it would have been easy to just give him one game and avoid any potential. Like, this storyline hasn't been put to bed yet because they play tonight. You know, again, on a much grander and hopefully never have to see this again, but were you not in the building with the Bertuzzi and Moore and all that? Like, wasn't there, and I know it's a different situation, but, like, I'm just fearful that if something gets crazy tonight, this could have been avoided by just even a one gamer.
Well, I was at that game, and I don't know if people remember this, but in the first period, Matt Cook and Steve Moore fought.
Right.
And, you know, by what a lot of guys have been talking about, once that fight happens, that should be the end of it. Well, the problem was Moore won the fight. And then it was just like you could sense it just building, like you could feel it. That game was for first place. And Colorado was up like 5-0. I think Trevor Linden became the all-time leading Canucks scorer that game. And in the third period, about three guys were trying to get Moore to fight at various times, and then the Bertuzzi thing happened. You know, it's like the difference would be, Noodles, there's nobody in the building. Like, right. There was a, like, you could just feel it in the building. Like, it was unrest. I've never been in a building where I could feel that, like, so clearly like we did that night.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, the fact that the Garden will not be packed tonight, because it would be. Like, it would be packed,
right,
likely anyway, but could you imagine New Yorkers showing up with everything that's happened? Panarin was the guy on the wrong side of it who's their superstar, and Wilson is actually playing tonight. And I wonder if maybe that factored into the fine as opposed to a suspension, but it would have cooled a lot of Jets if you just suspended him for a game. He doesn't go tonight. Doesn't mean it won't carry over into the future. It likely will. At some point, someone on the Rangers will fight Tom Wilson. I put my house on the line that that'll happen at some point. May not be tonight, but at some point in the next year or two, someone's going to step up and say it's go time. And it could have been diffused tonight, but all eyes will be on him for sure. And, you know, the Rangers are out. They're officially eliminated. Now they bring in Chris Drury. He's the president and GM. I think they're in a pretty good spot, all things considered, where they are as a team. You know, they've issued a couple of notable statements over the last few years, including one 3 years ago where they said, we're basically going to tank. You know, we're bottoming out. Yep. We suck. And we're going to...
And since then, they've got Alexi Lafreniere and Kaapo Kakko, and they traded for Adam Fox. Like, they traded for Zibanejad.
Signed Panarin.
They signed Panarin. Like, it's not like Jeff Gordon has not put some pieces together here. They've got the two young goaltenders. Like, I think they're in pretty decent shape.
I think they are too. I think they ran into a tough division. They're just on the outside looking in. It's not like they had the year that Buffalo had, or, you know, Detroit or Jersey. Well, you know, they're not in that position at all. And, you know, speaking of that division, Pittsburgh does it again last night. Sid is on a heater, and he's not getting
fire.
Any attention. He is
fire.
Absolutely on fire. Crosby is one of the hottest players in the league right now, and this is the most under the radar season, for obvious reasons, because of what's going on in the world. But they're atop that division, Pittsburgh, and Sid is red hot, and they're getting some goaltending.
I would say about a month ago, I read something, and I was like, really? Pittsburgh's doing that good? Like, you know, like, it was one of those things where, because we never see them, or, you know, I'm not paying attention like I normally would, I had to look. and I couldn't believe it. And yeah. since then, they've been even better. And now they just got Malkin back, which is not going to hurt. You're adding Evgeny Malkin to your team. I never thought of Pittsburgh as being the type of team that they've proven to be.
Well, they got to get out of that division, which will not be easy. You know, they're going to play some combination of Boston, Washington, or the Islanders. So, I'm not sure how you handicap that. Like, who's the favorite in that division?
I don't know. Like, are Pittsburgh's goalies good enough? I don't know, but they sure have been. Does Boston have enough veteran? Like, or enough? Do they have enough on defense? I'm not so sure. Washington, they've got these really inexperienced goalies too, but they're all kind of like they're all really good teams. The Islanders, that's a good team. They're going to smother somebody.
Yeah,
that's going to be hard to get out of there.
The crazy part about all of this too is like, you think Laviolette's got enough on his plate? Like he's got this Kuznetsov and Samsonov. Like they're on the COVID list again. It's been a gong show in Washington this year. Like Ovi's been hurt and he got suspended. Was that from the league for 4 games because they violated? Washington hasn't had a real clear path.
It.
Well,
yeah.
and you like the Rangers. Panarin's personal situation there where, you know, the political views, the D'Angelo stuff, it's not like the Rangers have had this clear path all season long, too. Like, it's weird. There's been some storylines that just haven't been hockey-related, in a traditional year this year.
All in that, and that's just in one division.
Right. Like,
no
it's kidding. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, and when the dust settles, they're going to drop the puck, and it's go time, you know. And I wonder what Jim Rutherford's thinking right now as he looks at the Penguins. And I wonder if he's sniffing around a ring if they get that cup. You know, he might want that ring. I know we've had that conversation before, but I say hook him up. I mean, he was the architect of this team, but pretty good spot to be in.
With all due respect, has Ron Hextall and Brian Burke, have they – done anything? I don't think they have, really. Have they? Have they even made a move?
I'm not
Who's
sure.
Got canaries in their room. Someone's canary watching.
I'm sitting outside. There's no canaries here. In like, you must be able to hear a pin drop down the hallway.
Dude, I swear to God, it sounds like the intro to Augusta with the birds chirping.
I can assure you, as I look at a bike for a 4-year-old and a lawnmower that a 3-year-old pushes around with the bubbles, I'm not at Augusta.
Dude, I think these headphones, they're ultra sensitive because all three of us, I'll say to these guys, I can hear somebody's kid, and they're like, there's no way in hell you can hear that. That kid is 3 levels away from here, and I'm like, I can hear the kid. I can hear the kid. I can hear the kid. It sounds like that canary is, like, on your lap.
Okay, hang on. Why a canary?
I don't know.
Is that
know.
The only bird you know? Who's got a canary?
It's in a coal mine. Yeah, I didn't pick up on it at first, but ever since it was brought to my attention via text, the Ray is...
Oh, great. Now you got Hayes. He's going to drive this thing right into the ditch here
pretty
soon. That's
all I can hear right now.
I guarantee if Cammy took a pic of you, you've got binoculars and you're bird watching.
Is that a tree?
Yeah, and that beige bucket hat.
You got the patches on the elbows.
Oh, yeah.
There's something going on out there, and we need to know about it. And
outstanding.
What are you going to do, man? It sounds like it's a nice day out there, at least. I mean, that's a good
sign. Yeah, I should be teeing it up today, but I just didn't happen today.
Don't even say it.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I'm like, that's a bad thing to say. I'm sorry.
We've stopped even asking. Like, now, government officials come out and people are just so defeated. They're like, whatever. Let us know, I guess, whenever it makes sense for you personally to make the call that we could play golf or tennis or basketball or throw a ball in the park. It's crazy, man. But what are you going to do? It's all good. The birds are
We're going to watch the Capitals and the Rangers. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do tonight. All right, buddy, we'll let you get back to whatever you're doing out there. And
I just got to finish feeding the birds. We got 20 in the house.
Oh, yeah. Pet detective.
Ha-ha!
opens the door and 80 birds flies out of his front jaw.
Ace Ventura out in Vancouver. Yeah. Hockey analyst. All right, buddy. Good luck out there. There's Ray Ferraro.
God, the birds. It was like a soothing thing, but I'm like, he's talking about hockey and fighting and Tom Wilson, and all I hear is, I was like, that bird is on his lap right now.
I didn't notice it until you brought it to my attention. Like, and now I could hear it every time he was trying to speak. But you're right. Yeah. Like, Ace Ventura, did he have like dog food in the ashtray? Like, here,
remember Ace Ventura opened his door and there was 30 birds flying around and dogs.
Well, yeah. And when he and Courtney Cox are hooking up, the whole house is going nuts. Every animal is going crazy. And we got to get that audio. Get that, and we'll play some, and we'll sync it in with some old Ray takes. Maybe the awesome. Respect, disrespect with the Ace Ventura animal sounds in the background.
Awesome. And that was Ray Ventura. Ray Ventura. Pet detective.
Pet detective. Pet analyst. Pet hockey analyst. Brought to you by Maple Toyota. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com.